Protesters in Thailand came out in mass Sunday, again defying a ban on protests against Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and the powerful monarchy. Demonstrations have gone on despite the arrests of dozens of protesters and their leaders, the use of water cannon, and shutdowns on much of Bangkok's metro rail system in a bid to quell over 3 months of demonstrations. Meanwhile, links have grown between protesters in Thailand and Hong Kong in a so-called milk tea alliance, referring to drinks popular in both places. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong tweeted in support of Thai protesters, saying their determination for Thai democracy cannot be deterred. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other on Sunday of violating a new humanitarian ceasefire and fighting over Azerbaijan's ethnic Armenian-controlled enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The truce came into force last midnight. And Pope Francis expressed support on Sunday for 18 fishermen held in Libya, weighing in on a standoff between Italy and the administration of Khalifa Haftar, one of the North African country's two rival leaders. In his weekly blessing from St. Peter's Square, the Pope offered words of encouragement for the fishermen who have been held in Libya for more than a month, as well as for their families. An 11th person was detained in France on Sunday, police said, as French authorities investigated the murder of Samuel Paty, a history teacher who was beheaded by a suspected Islamist in an attack that stunned the country. Satirical magazine Charles Hebdo, whose offices were attacked in a mass killing 5 years ago, was among groups organizing a tribute to the teacher in Paris on Sunday. The teacher who was killed had shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a discussion on the freedom of expression. This is VOA News. Bolivians began voting Sunday in a presidential election many hope can restore stability to a nation. Bolivia was plunged into turmoil after a problematic vote was eventually voided last year. That left the country in the hands of an interim president. Frontrunners in the election are Luis Arce, who champions a return to the socialist and pro-indigenous policies of former President Evo Morales, and Carlos Mesa is the other candidate, a centrist who served as president in the early 2000s. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Israel on Sunday for treatment of a worsening case of COVID-19, the Palestinian Liberation Organization said. Witnesses said Erekat, who is 65, was on a stretcher when he was placed inside an Israeli ambulance outside his home in Jericho in the occupied West Bank. Erekat, who is also Secretary General of the PLO, disclosed on October 8th that he had contracted coronavirus. British Senior Minister Michael Gove said on Sunday that the door remained ajar for talks on a post-Brexit trade deal to continue if the European Union changed its approach. Gove told BBC TV that the EU effectively ended the current round of talks last week, when in fact progress was being made. An Israeli delegation accompanied by the U.S. Treasury Secretary arrived in Bahrain on Sunday to formalize new relations and broaden Gulf cooperation that Washington has promoted as an anti-Iran bulwark. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional agreement was made. Switzerland announced tighter restrictions on Sunday to tackle the recent spike in coronavirus cases, including a national obligation to wear masks and a ban on large-scale public gatherings. Gatherings of more than 15 people in public places will be banned from Monday. Masks will be worn in all indoor public places, the government announced following a meeting. And Jacinda Ardern's landslide election win gives her a mandate for the transformational change she has been promising New Zealand for 3 years. But the COVID-19 pandemic may limit what she can actually do, analysts say. The prime minister's signature achievement in all but eliminating the new coronavirus from the Pacific Island nation through strict lockdowns propelled her to victory on Saturday. But this approach may also hinder the recovery New Zealanders are hoping for and the progressive policies that she champions. For more on these, please check out our website at voanews.com. Be remote. I'm Laurel Lemon for VOA News.